Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Oh, treble side there.
All right, honky tonk.
All right, honk honk.
Oh.
Nice to see you.
Came back at me there with honk honk.
Yeah, very disrespectful, the triple side, innit?
I just sort of limber up and like a triple jump.
Yeah, you...
Hop, skip, jump of verbal yoga, which is what it is.
Yeah, so ask me, it's developed originally, it was important to you, not to, obviously you're not disrespecting me, Andy.
Not at all.
Obviously, but it brought you good luck, a single side. But now we've got a treble.
Yeah.
So how does the rules work? Is that treble the luck, or have you?
It's partially the luck thing, but it's like me lungs as well. It gets me lungs sort of moving.
But
before we start this, imagine if I was sort of wheezing all the way through, like
yeah, it would be better than some of the rubbish done, that you say. Ha ha.
See.
No, but hold your horses. The luck. Admit, are you doing it for luck or for warming your voice?
I'm doing it for the people.
If now, it's luck. The luck administrator used to respond to your single sigh.
Yeah.
Now you're happy that they'll respond, he or she will respond to the triple sigh, yeah?
Different sighs could bring different types of luck.
Well, let's see how this podcast goes.
I'll keep a diary on how lucky I am over the next few days.
Yeah?
Based on the triple thing that I've just done.
What would you consider good luck? Being bang on the back of the bloke who reduces the chicken at Morrison's or whatever.
Or landing right on £5 when I put some petrol in the car.
Landing on
it? You know, landing on it, not doing the little incremental squeezes on £4.95, £4.97,
£4.99.
£5.01!
Yeah.
Just landing on it without even stopping.
That's like observation
comedy. You ever done that?
That's observation comedy.
Is it?
You should honestly. You make a fortune doing that stuff.
Like the Michael McIntyres of this world.
Mickey McIntyre, all them stuff. So you called me Honky, honk, honk, honk. I still haven't come up with a name that pleases me for you. I was jotting a few down here. What? Well, Ronnie Hot Dog I've used, but there's something a bit too jovial about that, because there's a bit of an edge to you, Andy. So Ronnie Hot Dog.
I think I'm quite jovial.
Yeah. Yeah, there's
can be.
But there's a bit of an edge there as well. And Ronnie Hot Dog hasn't got any edge.
No, he's all good times, isn't he?
Nah, Ronnie Hot Dog, yeah, he's all slippers and daft aprons and dancing about. So I was thinking Slow Kenneth.
Yeah.
No? Mint Tits? Minty Tits? Mint Tits? Something like that?
I have got tits.
Yeah, of course you have.
Yeah, shortlist that one.
All right. I'll say, well, Ronnie Hot Dog, honk honk from the honker. Lovely to see you. Let's crack on with Atletico.
Atletico Mints, episode 14.
Jesus, 14 of them.
Yeah.
Why? Second World War didn't even last that long, did it?
Didn't last for 14 weeks now.
So, my wife, right, blurted out to me during the week.
Yeah.
Joe Hart is half-arsed, and she doesn't know now about football, the wife, at all, right?
Yeah.
But she is very good at picking these things up. So I said to her, no, he's not half-arsed. And she said, no, I know, I can see, I know he's a half-arsed type of character.
Right.
So I thought I'd ask you, Andy, do you think he's half-arsed?
Half-arsed? Joe Hart? Joe Arse, half-hearted?
Joe Hart, the keeper?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you think he's half-arsed?
As a human or as a goalkeeper?
Do you think he's a half-arsed?
Has he only got half an arse?
No, you know I'm not asking
you. Is it like Hitler, only had one ball?
Do you want me just to move? Have you got any opinion?
No.
No opinion. Well, I put it out there because...
If anything, it was a half-assed statement.
Well, oh, I'll tell her that.
You can.
I'll tell her that. I will do. Vardy.
Yes.
He's coming in for a bit of a cash windfall, isn't he?
It looks like it. It's like a scratch card from heaven.
It is for him, isn't it?
Not a 25 grand one, though, either, is it?
No. So
which is the highest one.
Is that the biggest
win,
one you can get now?
I think so.
I think I've seen a £100,000
on a scratch card,
right up high in the display. So Vardy, right? Look at Vardy. Think about Vardy, his essence and that. He's now got the big money. Well, what do you think he's going to?
He could get into a lot of trouble with the big money.
What do you think? What's going to happen? I just to start it off, I think that he'll get his chin cobbled a bit because he's got a bit of a blade, hasn't he? Just to chamfer that, chamfer that down a bit. I think he'll buy a drone, won't he?
Yeah.
Won't he?
I think he'll get a monster truck.
Monster truck and drone.
You know, like a lot of them have Range Rovers now, don't they? I think Vardy will go one higher, but one of them monster trucks that they have in them shows with the fucking massive wheels.
Do you find them funny? Can you not help but like monster trucks. Snigger if you see a
monster I love them.
I thought you might. The he'll also, I think, he'll buy a massive, like, Onyx, is it? Onyx?
Oinks.
Massive oinks pigeon. I think he'll do that. Do you think he'll do that?
No.
I think he will put his cash in. No one would look inside a massive...
What, like a piggy bank or a slot in the top?
Yeah, but...
How big will it be?
Oh, it's massive. It's about 6 foot.
Right, so you'll need like a ladder or
something. You take the head off on your little step ladder and pour your money in out the bucket, out your money bucket, and then later on... You climb in.
He seems like the sort of fella who'll insist on being paid cash as well, I think.
Definitely. You know, he has a habit of lifetime, that. I think he'll buy a brass hand.
Yeah, to replace his current hand.
I would buy a brass hand, I'll be honest with you.
You're a millionaire, aren't you?
Of course. And also, I think he'll buy a full-sized hobbit chessboard for his patio, do you reckon?
With proper hobbits on, proper goblins and...
No, they'll be cast, like...
I'm not familiar with The Hobbit, because I'm 43 years of age.
But you don't know Tolkien, the hobbits?
No.
Well, they're like,
well... Obviously, it was around when I was at school and
that's
stuff.
That's just a lie, Andy.
But the sort of people who were into that kind of thing and Dungeons and Dragons and that, and then I went to Game of Thrones, obviously, they were the kind of people who smelt a bit unusual and you wouldn't like to spend a lot of time around.
Oh, no, but it doesn't
they would tell
matter.
You about their, they would tell you about their obsessions and...
It's irrelevant. It's like you said to... You know what hobbits are.
I don't really.
You do. You know what they are. They're like bearded with cloaks on.
Is it like a little goblin?
Oh, forget it. But he'll get a full-size chess set with them.
With live ones?
No, you're not live ones.
Just, right. All right, don't get agitated.
So what do you think, Vardy, you get? You just think he'll get the, what did you say?
Monster truck.
Monster truck.
Who
All
wouldn't
right.
get a monster truck if they came into money?
I suppose I would, yeah.
Of course you would.
Of course I would.
Probably already got one. Probably got three. Before we move on.
Go on, what's on your agenda?
Can we establish your credentials as we like to do?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Near the beginning of the show, because you are, of course, the memory man.
I'm expecting a tough one this week.
All the statistics from football, from time immemorial.
No, not from time immemorial.
Lodged
from
in your
1876
brain.
To date.
Oh, you don't know anything before then?
No, I don't.
Oh. Interesting.
Test me out.
All right, then here we go. Memory man, do you remember the name of the white horse from the infamous 1923 White Horse FA Cup final? Do you remember its name?
Yes.
Two-parter. Hold your horses.
See
what I did there?
Good one.
Hold your horses. Do you also remember how many tods it deposited onto the freshly laid Wembley pitch that day?
Yes, I do. Memory
Man. Oh, the memory man comes good once again.
Sorry, Andy, that's a period I'm really strong on.
Is it?
I'm really strong on that period, yeah.
I thought you'd be weak on it.
Oh, well, there. Once again, credentials established.
Back to the archive for me next week, then.
Yeah.
Try and dig out another memory that you might not know about.
Good luck. Andy, can I bring something up?
Go on, then.
It's like, I don't know whether you're going to be annoyed with me, but when we got here, I saw, I've written it down here, I saw...
It's better than what I think it's going to be.
Yeah, you know, you've got your, I don't know what you call it, not script, you're writing your new Tabitha Huntley mystery.
Yeah.
And it was out on the desk through there where we got the tea.
Yeah.
And this is the little extract that I saw from it that you've written. Here it goes. Tabitha had never been inside an Asda store before and found the smell of stale deodorant, nappies and tracksuit overpowering. She covered her face with her laced, gloved hand and walked directly to the meat counter, where the mysterious Andy had promised to rendezvous. She stood waiting as the boss-eyed counter-assistant sliced up a lump of Happy Bear luncheon meat. Would her investigation into the death of the wife of wealthy socialite Bob Waterman finally make progress? Suddenly, Andy arrived. He was handsome and muscular, well-dressed, athletic, and holding a lot of expensive electronic equipment. She couldn't help but have an instant attraction towards him. So what's this all about?
It's a work in progress. You know, some of the names might get changed in the final edit, but...
Well, it's obvious what you're doing there, isn't it?
It's just in keeping with all the Tabitha Huntley stuff that I've done in the past.
Well, I know it's a Tabitha Huntley novel, but yeah. What's it going on in your mind when the wife of Bob Waterman has been killed? And, like, the hero's bloke called a handsome bloke with lots of electronic equipment called Andy.
Yeah. Well, what about it? I did think you're probably just reading into a coincidence that's there.
Do you want me wife dead? Is that what it is?
I'm not saying I don't.
You're not
I'm not saying that I do either.
Well, I mean, I worry because it's the, if your obsession with, I'll say, the socialite Bob Waterman and his wife... Is running
millionaire socialite.
No, it doesn't say he's a millionaire.
I haven't finished it yet.
It doesn't say. Is he a millionaire by any chance?
Oh, he probably is.
Does he have servants?
Probably.
You see my worry? Can you see, like, I run a crime club, as you know, every night on the telly.
Yeah.
Can you see
in the bedroom
when they're making the links?
Yeah.
Say in 15 years' time.
Yeah.
Where they've missed, you know, and when I've been killed and then they make this link to this novel you're
I
writing.
Think paranoid, mate. I think you're getting paranoid.
Yeah.
Is it these heart tablets you're on? Is that one of the side effects? Raging paranoia?
No, I don't get paranoid at all.
Do you not?
I get muscle pains from them, kidney problems.
Right.
And my teeth rattle.
Right.
The teeth have gone loose through them.
But mentally, you're fine.
Mentally, absolutely fine. You know,
you would say that, wouldn't you?
You're very disparaging about, you know, you couldn't give a shit about my heart problems.
I just asked about them there.
Well, not really, yeah, but like, totally indifferent and in a negative way. Oh, it's made you paranoid. Do you know, looking at you, Andy, if you don't mind me saying, your day could come, it could be you who suffers with heart problems.
I don't think so.
And then, no, I think so. And then you'll be on the phone saying, oh, Bob, I've got my heart's knackered up. Can you give us the name of a good mechanic or something? And what are them pills that you use?
I'll be all right. I'm going to live forever, mate.
Why is that?
Just am.
Did either of your parents suffer from heart disease?
Nothing.
Nothing
fittest
at all?
Fiddles.
Yeah. Were they kind of like machines, basically?
Pretty much.
Emotionless machines.
Yeah.
God. Well, I've enjoyed my crime club this week. I've been watching Deadly Women, Homicide Detectives, Evil Kin.
You spoke last week about Mob Wives. And you
did you watch
it? You encouraged me to watch it.
Did you watch
it? I recorded, I taped 6 episodes of it.
Yeah?
I haven't watched any of them.
Why?
Not asked.
Why? Because I asked you.
Yeah, basically. If I'd come across it in the schedules,
yeah,
seen it and thought, that looks interesting, I probably would have watched it. But
what?
Because you'd, you know, explicitly said you need to watch Mob Wives.
But you got as far as taping it just so that you could tell me.
Just that I could tell you that I hadn't watched it, yeah.
That you taped it, but I'm bothered.
Yeah.
Do you want to know about Mob Wives?
Nah, because I might watch it before next week.
Mob Wives follows the story of, it's a reality show, the story of four... New Jersey, Italian descent.
Yeah.
Wives, girlfriends of mafia people.
Right.
And they've got very deep voices like that.
All the ladies.
All of you. He said, if I see her again, I'm going to dump on her tits.
That kind of thing. But, I'm trying to entice you, Andy. If you don't want to watch Mob Wives, don't watch it.
Maybe I do want to watch it, though.
Do you want to join my crime club?
No.
Why not?
Because it's in your bedroom.
Yeah, but I, what I would do is I would text you the schedule for the evening.
Right.
I'd recommend some crime crunchies, I call them.
Right.
Crunchy munchies to have during the crime club, yeah? I'd fill you in on the background to the cases.
Yeah.
Tell you which ones were reconstructions, which ones were true crime.
Yeah.
It's up to you if you're interested. It's only night.
No, it sounds shit. It sounds like a lot of work. It sounds like I'll be having a lot more contact with you outside of doing this.
No, you'd get a
and
text.
That's not something that I want, really.
Oh, God.
I've been digging out a couple more reviews of the podcast.
Oh, have you? Genuine reviews,
genuine reviews from the internet.
Here we go.
Here's one. Great podcast, But the other bloke is absolutely lashing Mortimer in the comedy stakes here.
Mm-hmm.
Sad to see one of my heroes chucking his legacy away like this.
Okay, who's that from?
That's from it's from John Doorhandle.
Oh, it's so funny. And can't you come up with a better false name
than
that?
That's his name on the internet. It might not be his real name in real life. It might not be his God-given name, but that's what he calls himself on the internet, John Doorhandle. And there's another one. Mortimer is doing important work here.
Yes.
Showing that modern slavery is nothing to be ashamed of. Mm. Hopefully he's changing the minds of the podcast's millions of listeners.
And who's that from, Andy?
That's from Mike Ashley.
Mike Ashley?
Yeah.
Do you like Mike Ashley?
I don't like Mike Ashley.
Why don't you like him?
I don't like his shops.
Because he's more successful than you.
I don't like his football club and I don't like the way he conducts himself.
Same as Greg Wallace, innit?
Oh, it's the same old thing again. Is it working class boy does good?
You don't like it, do you?
I've got a problem with it.
You're one of those like 1950s deferential characters.
Do you know,
it's fine for the aristos and for the educated, the Oxbridge people to dominate us, make their money, make their hedge funds and all that. But you don't like a working class lad doing it.
I don't like people of me on stamp getting out of the ghetto.
Yeah. You want to look into it. You want to look into it. The Euros coming up, Andy, really are coming up really soon.
In hours from now.
You could count it in hours.
You could.
Yeah. For me, they start the day after bin day, so that's 2 days on the trot. Two days
on the trot of excitement.
Yeah. Do you always watch the bins being emptied, or do you just put the bins out and then think, well, they'll be emptied?
No, I put them out. I listen to them being emptied.
Yeah.
I hear them from the living room with the bungalow.
Do you put a glass against the wall? Because you could just look out the window, you know.
I could look out the window if I wanted to, but I don't need to.
Yeah.
There's nothing to see that I haven't seen before.
No, I bet you're right. I bet you do watch them just to check they've got every little bit of fucking dipper bone. Do they have bones, chicken dippers?
No.
They've got every little crumb, every bit of shite and out of the bin.
But they're all in black plastic bags, so why would they be in the bin? Do you not put your rubbish in black plastic bags and then tie the tops?
Some I do, some I don't.
Some stuff you just chuck into the bin.
Chuck it in, oh, yeah.
Well, of course you're a millionaire. You probably get the van that comes around afterwards and slushes out your bin with disinfectant. Don't you? Or you get your gardener to do it for an extra £2.
I wouldn't give him £2 for that. I'll give him what we used to be called 30 shillings.
Okay.
£1.50. So, Idaho potatoes.
What are they, Andy, then?
Supposed to be the greatest potato in the world.
Right.
What do you reckon? They're big. They're really big, the Idaho potato.
Right. Well, I know nothing about the Idaho potato.
Yeah.
I've never seen one. I've never heard of one. For all I know, this could be another one of your wind-ups.
No, it's not a wind-up at all. I just fancy talking to you.
You want an opinion about a potato from me, right? You pre-arm me with a bit of information, please. A photograph, a couple of paragraphs about where they're from. Well, obviously from Idaho. Where they're from, what they're about. Just some bullet points about a potato, and I'll give you an opinion.
All right.
You can't just go, what do you think about the Idaho potato?
I wasn't trying to catch you out, Andy.
Were you, though?
I honestly wasn't trying to catch you out. Let me fill you in.
That's how it feels.
It's the biggest producer of potatoes in the world's Idaho. It's, you know, second, India.
Are they?
Can you believe that?
I can, actually.
But a massive... It must be a strain of potato. They're like rugby ball size. Why are you laughing? They're the rugby ball size.
Well, who are they for, then?
Well, I'll tell you what.
Because
I know you like this sort of thing. You know, you sometimes find them hollowed out, right? And little... You like Sprites, don't you? Little Sprites and Tinklets.
Right.
They live inside them.
Inside a massive Idaho potato.
Oh, that might not be true or whatever, but they make beautiful roast potato, obviously.
One the
potato
size of rugby balls. Yep. I only got to roast it for a month.
Well, maybe, Andy. I mean...
See, you know, it's starting to sound like you're just making this up.
No, hold on a minute. But we're getting there. So, no, I don't like the sound of that, Bob. So, number two, Andy, I'd say to you, oh...
I never said I didn't like it.
Well, it sounds a bit negative. I'm not cooking it for a month. Number two, it wouldn't fit in your... Air fryer. So you wouldn't like that, would you?
Like, you put it in chip, don't you? Chip it up first.
Yeah, but if you chipped up an Idaho potato...
The size of a rugby ball.
Is
you
that
need an
fit?
Axe, wouldn't you? You'd have to chop it up with an axe.
Is that going to fit in your fry dryer?
Enough would fit for a portion.
Yeah.
I only want one portion. I don't want to do the whole thing. I could do two lots, couldn't I?
You're in Asda, right?
Yeah.
And you obviously get potatoes for your tea. your tea potatoes, yeah?
Yeah.
Right? Do you prefer a littler potato, a bigger potato?
I like a large potato.
Yeah, well, that's King Idaho. Edward. That's Idaho.
Right. I've never seen them in the Asda.
Just like Mob Wives, it'll come to nothing. Before we do this again, if we ever do it again, would you have a look into Idaho potatoes?
Right, I'll try.
Thank you.
It's starting to become a chore, this. You're giving us homework. You've got us looking up potatoes. You've got us watching television programmes that they're interested in. You're trying to lure us into your bleeding crime club.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The wife's questions. Are you interested?
God, go on then.
So I've got to find them. She writes them on the back of this butler paper. Hey, doctor, you know Dr. Octager? Dr. Octager. Yeah. Did you know he was in the SS?
Was he?
Yeah, I absolutely promise you. I wouldn't lie. He was an SS officer.
And Dr. Octager. He does the pizzas.
Yeah. Isn't that extraordinary?
That shouldn't be allowed, should it?
Do you reckon Papa John's up to anything?
Well, he was the Cambodian leader, wasn't he?
What, Pol Pot?
Papa Doc?
No, Papa Doc's Haiti.
Is he?
Haiti.
That's what I'm thinking of, Papa John and Papa Doc.
Say Haiti.
Haiti!
Sunderland, Haiti.
Haiti!
So, I am suspicious of Papa John.
Why?
I'll tell you why, Andy. Because of his guarantee that he'll replace any pizza if you're not happy with it.
Yeah.
I don't believe that. I don't believe you could phone up 10 times on the trot.
There'll be small print. Is he a sentient being? Is he an actual person, yeah. Papa John? Like in the same way that, say, Mr. Pringle is?
Mr. Pringle's real.
Well, he looks real on the box, doesn't he?
The Jolly Green Giant's real.
Yeah.
But they are all real.
Well, Papa John's real.
The Colonel's real. Colonel Saunders.
Yeah.
He's real.
Captain Birdseye?
No, he's an
the
actor.
The Milky Bar Kid.
Actor. Bertie Bassett is a sweet. He's not a man.
But he's real.
But check it out. Papa John pretends, does adverts for Papa John pizza. Right. Fucking hate pizza.
In all its forms?
Fucking
hate.
Yeah.
You fucking freak.
It's no less of the swear in London. No, but honestly, what, you like pizzas?
I love pizzas. Do you know what I saw? Not in Asda, but in Sainsbury's a couple of weeks ago. It was on a Saturday morning. And you know Sainsbury's will heat up your pizza for you? They do like the freshly made pizzas and they'll heat them up for you for an extra quid.
Right.
It takes about 7 minutes. You go off and buy your chicken dippers and come back. There's your pizza ready for your tea. I saw a fella walking around with the box with the heated pizza in, 9:15 a.m. on a Saturday morning.
Hot pizza.
Pizza for breakfast.
Early morning
Sunderland,
pizza.
Obviously.
Well, it's just like, it's an unrisen bread with tomato sauce on it.
So why not have it for breakfast?
Yeah, why not pay 17 quid for that?
$3.49, but, you know.
No, if you went Papa John's, do you ever go Domino's 2 for Tuesday?
I only go to Domino's when there's a voucher on, when there's a special offer.
Yeah, say, for example, 2 for Tuesdays. Do you ever do that?
Nah.
Pizza's 17 quid.
Yeah, but you don't buy two, do you?
No, but I'm just saying, I only go on 2 for Tuesdays
right.
for my boys.
Right.
But obviously, in doing that, I do find out how much one pizza would cost.
17 quid.
On a Wednesday or Thursday. 17
well,
quid.
Well, don't go them. There. Go somewhere else. There's bound to be other pizza.
What, you want? You're sending me down Papa John's, aren't you?
I'm sending you
and
down
I've
to
already
some
expressed how I feel.
How about a local establishment?
Mr. Your artisan pop-up
yeah.
pizza. That's what you advocate.
A local trader.
Yeah.
Instead of these chains.
Are you still making artisan candles?
Are you still going to Sports Direct for all your darts and that?
Yes.
Yes, exactly. I mean, even after today's revelations.
No, I might not go after today's revelations.
Can we have the questions from the wife? Because Jesus Christ is starting to drag on this.
I don't mean, do you know, I hope you realise I don't mean to bore you, Andy. You know what I mean?
What do you mean then?
Well, I'll make some notes in my mind as to what I'm going to ask you. And I think, oh, Andy would be interested in that. I'll bring that up. Right, the wife's questions. Here they come. When you go to Asda to buy a new sweatshirt for the coming year, and they only have the size, one size lower and one size higher than yours, which way do you go? Bear in mind your titties.
That question answers itself, really, doesn't it? I go higher.
You go higher?
Yeah. It's not like play your cards right. There's no option. You've got to go higher.
Well, if you went low, wouldn't it control your waywardness?
No, because I've got that taken care of in a different way. Under the sweatshirt strapping.
You got a brass strap around there, have you?
It's taken care of.
So you go a size up.
Yeah, of course.
Just let them bounce free.
Same price, more material, isn't it?
Up there where you live in Sunderland, Andy, do you get garden birds and pretty flowers?
Yes, and yes.
You do?
I have pretty flowers.
What, send them into Flora?
Near me bungalow.
You don't have any in your garden?
I've got no flowers in the garden at all.
Is it because they don't grow?
No, because I've got it converted into a little football pitch for me and my boy. What's the point of having flowers? They only get their heads kicked off.
What about the front garden?
Who says there's a front garden?
Well, if there is a front garden, what about the front garden?
No, there's not.
Where do you put your bins?
My bins?
Where do you put your bins out? Where do you put them?
On the pavement.
On the pavement?
Yeah.
Which is directly outside your front door, is it?
No.
Or you some kind of like Victorian terraced bungalow?
Can you move on to the next question, please?
Yeah, of course. I don't think you've given that short shrift, haven't you? All right, you get lovely birds up there, do you? So do the birds not visit your garden because of the football pitch? Have you got any spuggies or blackbirds?
Yeah, of course we do, yeah.
What, have you got one that you're proud of? I've got a woodpecker in mine.
We've got two pigeons that hang around.
Pigeons or doves?
Pigeons.
Pigeons. Yeah. Wood pigeons.
Yeah.
Or not town pigeons.
No.
And you ain't cut, why do they come?
I think they just like the vibe.
Amir Khan spent 100 grand on his kid, didn't he?
On a
birthday party.
I didn't see what was involved. Was there a monster truck involved?
I don't know specifically.
If you spend 100 grand on a kid's birthday party and there's no monster trucks involved,
yeah,
you've bollocked it up.
Well, the kid's only two.
Well, all the more reason.
Would you know, 100 grand, there was a wall of flowers.
Should have been a wall of flames.
And there was a real, genuine ballet dancer. And it was held at Bolton.
Should have been a street dancer.
And it was held at street dancer and next to your freaking pop-up pizza, artisan pizza and wax candle.
Street dancer and a monster truck and a wall of flames. What more would a two-year-old need?
Well, they didn't get it.
And I could bring that in for about 78 grand.
Well, I was going to say, it's a lot, isn't it?
Been ripped off there, hasn't it?
It didn't really tot up if you looked at it. There was a juggler, there was a bouncy castle, there was a wall of flowers.
How much is catering, you reckon? 3 grand?
It depends what they're having, I mean, but you'd struggle.
Chicken dippers, wouldn't it? Two-year-olds.
Presumably dippers. There was a huge cake, you know, like a massive cake.
Yeah.
But how much could that be? 2,000 quid?
I would have gone 160.
160 grand?
160 quid.
I was once in France, I just remember this, near Nice, a place called Grasse, where they make perfume, you wouldn't know. You know about perfume?
No.
Do you know the group called the Bangles?
Susanna Hoffs.
Susanna Hoffs, you know her?
I don't know her. Well, I follow her on Twitter.
I was staying at...
She took most tweets, pictures of herself.
All right, Andy, we don't want to know about that. I was staying at Christian Dior. I promise you, Andy, yeah. I was staying at his villa just outside Grasse. And I was a motorcyclist then. And she wanted summits. I'm not going to pretend I know. She wanted summits. She said, could she go on the back of my bike?
Right.
To the shops. And it was one of those really, like, you know, like bendy roads.
Yeah.
And I took her there. Absolutely true. So Susanna Hoffs, do you know the one I mean?
Yeah, yeah, the singer, yeah.
Yeah, she was singer.
She was.
She's on the back of my motorbike.
Right.
I got to the shop and she wasn't on. She'd fallen off.
Really?
And I didn't even know.
God.
Absolutely true.
She survived, I assume, because she's continued to make music since then.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, I drove back trying to find her there, and there she was stood. She had a terrible, she had shorts, she was wearing shorts, and she had, you know, those road burn things. It wasn't terrible. It's about the size of, I don't know, a Scotch pancake. Right. Would you accept that as a measure? And, but it's, you know, absolutely true, only what she, there's no punchline to this, but whilst she'd been waiting, she'd covered her face in marker pen. How fucking weird
camouflage.
Is that? Camouflage. I don't know. I didn't say anything.
Because the skin had broken, there was obviously a bit of blood. Did she think she was going to be prey?
And honestly, it's true.
Roadside animals.
I said, are you all right? And she showed me the burn thing there. And then I said something like, what about your face? And she just said, it's marker pen. So that was me in France, but there you go.
Well, you might get to go back there again soon.
Yeah,
Scene of your greatest triumph.
Yeah, if we can finish second in the group, that's the important thing.
Right, I've got some questions for you.
Oh, great.
From blood relatives of mine.
Yeah.
Bob.
Yep.
As a millionaire, with your all-weather kumquat orchard.
Oh, as if.
When you're thinking of booking a holiday, do you look for the last-minute all-inclusive deals on the Costa del Egg and chips on Teletext? Or do you enlist a travel consultant to secure a month of safari expeditions, fishing trips, and mooching about in the jungle like a bellend?
I book my own holidays. And what are you suggesting, that I employ someone to book holidays for me?
Yeah.
Because I'll be honest.
A travel consultant.
I wasn't really listening. I do not... Mm. Did you call me a millionaire? I wasn't really listening.
Yeah, I did at the beginning.
I'm not a millionaire and I don't employ a travel consultant.
Right. Have you ever flown over a volcano in a hot air balloon?
I've flown over a volcano, but not in a hot air balloon.
What was it, in a helicopter?
No, it was in a... it was a helicopter.
Yeah, exactly. Do you go to the kind of restaurants where you choose lobster out of a tank and it's alive?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. Mm. So what's the problem with that?
No problem, just... Just making observations about
it. All right, yes, I do that. Yeah, I do that, yeah.
All right, I'll move on. Bob, as a millionaire with your all-weather kumquat orchard and your collection of art treasures bought from assorted despots, when you go on holiday, do you pre-order a selection of slaves to tend to your every whim at your resort, seeing as how your home slaves aren't allowed to travel because they're not even supposed to be in the UK to start with?
No, I travel abroad just with my family. I don't take any slaves... Servants, staff.
You don't tip because they're not allowed to leave the UK.
No, I don't hire any.
Not supposed to be in the UK.
Where do you think I go on holiday?
Because I don't know.
I go to a luxury resort or something. I've got all the slaves.
Right. And there's the slaves there waiting for you.
Well, you choose to call them slaves. I would call them a hotel staff, but
fine margins in it, really.
I suppose it is. Yeah.
Quite the confession that was. Bob, as a millionaire with your all-weather kumquat orchard, your collection of art treasures bought from a sort of despots, and your diamond-encrusted glass eye, when you're on holiday, do you allow your home slaves to have time off as well? Or does the dirty alderman come round and house-sit, or slave-sit, if you like, replacing you and replicating your sordid lifestyle in order to keep your slaves on their toes?
No, I do not employ someone to pretend to be me while I'm on vacation, Andy. No.
So does the dirty alderman come around your house when you're not there?
I know the alderman.
You've
right?
kissed the alderman, haven't you?
I haven't. If I have kissed the alderman, may I just say, I am not the first to have kissed the alderman, right?
That doesn't make it right, though.
I don't comment on whether it's right or whether it's wrong.
I'm not saying it's right or wrong.
You've kissed the alderman.
I haven't kissed. I've not been round your place.
Yeah.
I've not kissed your alderman.
Is that the end of your questions?
Yeah, that's the end of my questions.
Steve McLaren, did you hear about what happened this week?
No, what's he been doing?
Put it in a nutshell. Big lass run out of beans, right? Oh. But she'd done the toast.
Oh.
Right? So Steve, bless him, a lovely lad, really, Steve, says, don't worry, love, right? Put a bit of cling film over it, keep it warm, and I'll pop down Londis. To get you some beans, right? We took his big yellow snake with him, Because it's been, do you know, it's been, I told you last week, it's been spewing up a lot.
Bathroom in the bedroom, wasn't it?
In the bedroom, yeah. So he took it with him down Londis, right?
Round his neck.
Round his, exactly, yeah. It was round his neck.
Not a lead.
No, so he just wraps it round his neck, yeah? And it sometimes curls its tail just up his short sleeve on his shirt. But it basically, it's round his neck.
That's
like a scarf.
Protection thing, isn't it? It makes it feel secure.
Yeah, well, what snakes do is that if you trap them, they use their tail to pretend to bite you so that you'll leave go of them, you know. Anyways, that's another matter.
Yeah.
So the girl behind the counter shat herself when she saw the snake, right? And because she screamed, right, the snake spewed up again. Right, on the lottery display.
Yeah.
Yeah, and todded up on, do you know the dairy milk 2 for £1?
Yeah.
On the counter. Todded up, and that he was shot out of the shop, but the bugger was...
Is he barred now?
He was barred from the shop. Well, he was barred with his snake, and he ain't letting go of his snake because it's got this problem.
Yeah, the snake's barred, but he's not going to go back without the snake.
Yeah, the snake's not going to go off its own accord. So he gets home, wife blanked him. Sorry, fat lass blanked him. Big lass, sorry. Blanked him all night, and they just watched CSI Miami in silence all night.
Did she have the toast? On its own.
No, she left it. She left it there deliberately.
So she had nothing to eat, just to prove a point.
Yeah. So that was a bit of a bad night for him, wasn't it, Andy?
Yeah.
Have you heard out about Steve this week?
Well, I heard that he's been to see Joseph in his amazing Technicolor Dream Course.
Right.
The theatre.
Yeah.
With the big lass, because Joe McElderry's in it.
Nice.
And she's a massive fan of Joe McElderry.
That sounds a really lovely production.
Who isn't? But she pulled out all the stops because obviously she's such a big fan.
Yeah.
And she wanted Joe to notice her from the audience. So she had a trilby hat. She took a trilby hat, got a rainbow coloured band, and put it around just above the brim.
Nice.
And then she got some multicoloured Christmas lights as well and put that around the top.
Yeah.
Put them around the top of the hat. And a little bit of material with "I love you, Joe" written on it in marker pen across the front of the hat.
Yeah.
So she's given that to Steve to put on. He has to wear that.
Steve wears it?
Oh, he's there at the show with her. He has to wear that because he's like a little bit taller than she is.
Right.
So there's more chance
Joe seeing her.
And there's a little arrow after it says, "I love you, Joe," pointing towards her.
Towards the big lass.
So he knows that it's not Steve saying that he loves Joe McElderry.
Yeah.
It's the big lass. And the pair of them's got gloves as well with flashing lights in the fingertips. You've seen them ones that the entertainers have?
Yeah.
So they've got them on and they get up and they wave them in the air during the upbeat numbers.
Yeah.
And Steve switches the hat on and the lights on the hat start to flash.
Yeah.
And
you can't help yourself in those upbeat numbers, really,
can you? They've gone prepared.
Yeah.
So obviously Joe McElderry's going to be giving it his all and you'll see them and you'll think,
"So I'm on
loved.
Ten talks.
I'm loved."
Did he see or what happened?
I don't know.
Oh, that's it, is it?
I don't know what I know. The outcome.
Oh, for Christ.
I just knew they'd gone.
I thought something was going to happen.
But Steve's basically thinking about how it's only a few months since he was the manager of a Premier League football team.
Yeah.
And now it's come to this.
Now he's just a kind of bollard with a trilby on an arrow.
Human
like
bollard.
Like golf sail sort of thing. Oh, well. Well, that's Stephen, of course. As always, we wish him all the best and he'll be back.
Have nothing but love for Steve McLaren.
For Mr. Stevie McLaren. Do you want to stop now? Do you want me to sing my song now, Andy? Or I can give you some
Euro... Do you
want to
fancy a quick game of proper before we finish?
No.
Right.
What about, do you want any Euro 16 facts?
No.
Oh, well, I'll give you them quickly because we promised a bit of... they're really quick. Iceland, who you will be cheering on, has the highest per capita consumption of Coca-Cola in the world, yeah? Romania are the world's largest producer of plums, Andy.
Yep.
And would you believe Sweden has more McDonald's restaurants than any other country in Europe?
I knew all of them anyway.
There you go. Time for me song?
Go on, then.
Well... it's a tribute to Noel Edmonds.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay.
Because he's come out with his shitbox today, hasn't he?
Yeah, his shitbox.
His machine that's going to cure everything.
Yep.
And make you happy.
Noel Edmonds lit my fire. He turned me on and spat me out. He made me his bitch with his love machine. That beard, those shirts, that hair, that belt... if you loved him forever, then you'd know how I felt. Yeah, Noel Edmonds, he lit my fire. Do you like it?
Oh.
He's lit your fire a little bit, hasn't he?
It's not often I applaud your songs, Bob, but that...
it's not bad, is it?
That's off the map, that is.
See ya.
Thanks, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.